The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A man who needs no introduction.
The Black Information Network is committed to bringing you up-to-the-date news stories that are relevant, informative, and inspiring. And while news stories are always being updated and others are breaking, we understand that you need to be in the know all week long. Welcome to your midweek memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja. Okay, first up, this comes from ABC News. 2 in 10 to as many as 3 in 10 Republican primary voters in Ohio continue to resist Donald Trump's presidential candidacy. And among those supporting Nikki Haley, nearly half say they'd back Joe Biden in November, according to preliminary exit poll results from the Republican primary. While majorities in preliminary exit poll data express loyalty toward Trump, the extent of inter-party intra-party challenges may matter in what's expected to be a close contest in November. Despite his having sewn up the nomination, 20% of Ohio's GOP primary voters would be dissatisfied with Trump as the nominee, 22% say he lacks the temperament to serve effectively, and 28% say he wouldn't be fit for office if convicted of a crime. At the end of the day, 18% say they wouldn't support Trump in November, with 10% of that number preferring Biden and 8% saying they wouldn't vote for either. Nationally, 6% of Republicans voted for Biden in 2020. Non-participation by some Republicans would be a further risk for Trump. So, around here, we've discussed a few times, certainly, many people not willing to put their support behind Joe Biden. Democratic faithfuls, obviously, there's been a push in the Arab American community to show support and solidarity with the Palestinians and their campaign to show how important their numbers are and how problematic it would be if they did not lend their support to Joe Biden is one example of this. In addition to that, there's a lot of other things that, you know, as we've discussed on the show, Joe Biden has fallen short on in terms of his promises and what he's been able to deliver. And the truth of the matter is that, sure, a lot of people who tend to vote Democrat have now seen how much power that office holds on the other side of a Trump presidency, and to see Joe Biden not wielding that power in the same way, with the same aggressive intentionality, it has put a lot of potential voters off. Well, we've discussed that time and again, and now we're discussing that effectively Donald Trump's up against the same sort of problem, again, with a not insignificant number of people who were originally backing Nikki Haley, half of them, up to half of them, suggesting that they would be willing to vote for Joe Biden instead of Nikki Haley. certainly has a lot of Republicans scratching their heads. And this is something that just came out, and we're looking at it and we're saying, okay, well, they're dealing with something very similar over there. So food for thought. And obviously we're going to keep watching that. Moving on. Don't know if you heard about this, but news broke over the past few days that Bruno Mars had $50 million worth of gambling debt that he owed to MGM Grand. Well, I'm happy to support that. According to BuzzFeed, MGM has issued a statement stating that Bruno Mars does not have a gambling debt at their casino. Quote, "We're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers. From his shows at Dolby Live at Park MGM to the new Pinky Ring Lounge at Bellagio, Bruno's brand of entertainment attracts visitors from around the globe. MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we are excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests," unquote. So that was a sigh of relief. I think I heard someone say online that he's cosplaying like a pimp from the 70s, a black pimp from the 70s, something like that. It was very funny. That he had he'd been arrested some time ago for cocaine possession. And he has obviously gambling debts and, you know, obviously the way he dresses and all this sort of stuff. So people were trying to make fun of the situation. But, you know, since the more problematic days when he was a younger artist and a newer artist, he's been, you know, just making history. Obviously, you know, Q Ward has spent some time on that tour as well. And so I feel very connected to Bruno Mars, and to know that MGM released a statement saying he does not owe them $50 million, doesn't owe them anything, it's kind of a sigh of relief. And to all the Bruno fans out there, it was just,
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings, that frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
true behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another internet rumor. This is your midweek memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja. All right, next up from the New York Times, Mayor Eric Adams strenuously denied sexually assaulting a colleague in 1993 after asking her for a sexual favor, saying on Tuesday that the accusation was completely false. Quote, this did not happen. It did not happen. Unquote. Mr. Adams said in his first remarks since the detailed allegations emerged in a legal claim filed on Monday. Quote, I don't recall ever meeting this person during my time in the police department, unquote. The lawsuit was filed in New York Supreme Court as part of the state's Adult Survivors Act, which provided a window for people to bring lawsuits over sexual assaults that might have occurred years ago. All right, buckle up because it's about to get very adult. All right. A woman claimed that Mr. Adams requested oral sex from her in exchange for her career help when they worked together at New York City's Transit Police Department. When she refused, he forced her to touch his penis and ejaculated on her, the complaint said. At his weekly news conference, Mr. Adams did not take long to address the accusations, bringing them up before being asked about them. He repeated his motto, quote, stay focused, no distractions, and grind. Unquote, and said he always carried himself with, quote, a level of dignity, unquote, that New Yorkers expect. He goes on to say, quote, I know how to live my life. I have been an extremely respectable public person, unquote. So, this has been a very interesting time and an interesting law. And what has resulted from it is, a lot of high profile individuals now coming under scrutiny for things that happened decades ago. And it's interesting, you know, obviously, if these things did happen the way that they're being discussed by the alleged victims, then, you know, then this law is, you know, making right some of the wrongs that have occurred in the past. And that is obviously a good thing. But the interesting part is to see who it's affecting, and, you know, whether or not there's like money involved, you know, settlements, things like this. Also, you know, it's just an interesting thing that something like this would come to light after so much time, and the way memory works. It's kind of an interesting thing. If someone came to me and told me something from high school about someone that I might have met, you know, there's a good chance I might not remember a good number of people that I spent 4 years with in high school. You know, I'm in my 40s now. I don't remember every day of my life. I don't remember every instance of interacting with someone. And, you know, again, there are people that misremember things. People have different emotional reactions to things. And again, I'm not trying to say anything. If this actually happened the way that it is, then the way that it's stated rather, then naturally this is something that it needs to be remedied. But 30 years is a long time to prove a case. 31 years in this case is a long time to prove something. You know, evidence typically doesn't last that long. And if it's a matter of remembering it, then you know, who's to say what the truth is. And it's just unfortunate to see that this is kind of, it ended up having so many prominent Black figures in the crosshairs. Not that that's the only group, but just one of those things where it's not a happy story at all. But of course, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And so we are going to have to continue to watch this story like the other stories. Finally for today, you know, this has been making headlines all the first part of this week. So former President Donald Trump has declared that there will be a bloodbath if he loses the 2024 presidential election. Trump made the comment on Saturday, March 16th during a rally held in Vandalia, Ohio, to garner support for Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno ahead of the state's primary election. The former president discussed the possibility of an increasing trade war with China over auto manufacturing before issuing the bloodbath warning. Quote, if you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, you're going to not hire Americans and you're going to sell the cars to us? No. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected, unquote. This is what Trump said at Saturday's rally. Goes on to say, quote, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it, unquote. Continues by saying it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. If this election isn't won, I'm sure that you'll never have another election in this country, the former president added. A Trump spokesperson responded to the former president's comments saying, quote, Biden's policies will create an economic bloodbath for the auto industry and auto workers, unquote. James Singer, a spokesman for President Joe Biden's campaign, condemned Trump's remarks. Quote, this is who Donald Trump is, a loser who gets beat by over 7 million votes and then, instead of appealing to a wider mainstream audience, doubles down on his threats of political violence, unquote. He goes on to say he wants another January 6th, but the American people are going to give him another electoral defeat this November because they continue to reject his extremism, his affection for violence, and his thirst for revenge. So this one, I'll be honest. I saw the headline. I saw it all over the place. You know, Trump says it's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't win the next election. And, you know, that obviously sounds like that January 6th type of rhetoric that, you know, rallies his troops to take action. But after looking into it a bit more, I realized that, you know, that was taken out of context. But where we end up with Donald Trump specifically is that he's already shown us who he is. Sure, if we take something like this out of context, we're thinking, okay, if he doesn't get elected, it's another January 6th, when the truth is he was talking about the auto manufacturing industry and you know, business. That's what he was talking about in that moment. Context matters, and obviously we have to be fair here and tell the story like it is. But, you know, with the history of Donald Trump, it doesn't make me feel any better that this was, the headline was taken out of context. I fully believe that he's capable of exactly what he's shown us of what he's capable of, which is why I'm really not even mad at, you know, everyone kind of adjusting the headlines to get the clicks, because he just continues to give those headlines. He's such an angry, fiery person, an angry, fiery speaker. It's all, you know, doom and gloom, and he plays up to the fears of his base, and, you know, he makes sure that everyone at his rallies is scared of everything. And he also makes sure that they feel like he's the only solution to their imaginary fears. And so words like bloodbath can easily be taken out of context, or the optics can be shifted around what he's saying to play into his strongman persona. And so this is kind of more of the same. Now, granted, again, this particular one, the headline, if you just read it by itself, he wasn't talking about a January 6th, 6th-esque type of reaction to him potentially losing the election. But I don't think we're too far away from that at any point with Donald Trump. You know, he's always off script. He's always, again, playing up to the fears of his base, and he's always trying to suggest that somehow he's the solution to all the problems. Violence is the solution to all the problems. Extremism is the solution to all the problems. And so, you know full well how I feel about this man. And, you know, I made it very clear how I feel about Joe Biden as well. And if you're like me and you wish you had better options, then, you know, we're two peas in a pod. But this is what we got. My job is to tell you the truth, and hopefully I've done just that. If you have anything you'd like to contribute, as always, you can reach out to me using the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app, or you can hit me on all social media at Ramses Ja. Let's have that conversation. And until we do, peace. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.